Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Pam Harper is our guest, our good friend, almost 10-year member of our Brain Trust. She is the CEO of Business Advancement, Inc., author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock. We're talking about visionary leadership as an art, not so much a science. Pam, talk to us some more about this.
Well, we were starting in the last segment to talk about the fact that everything is happening so quickly, and we have to be able to respond, and and it's more than having a good idea. It's about making decisions so that you can accelerate, keep up with the change, and even be ahead of it if possible.
And also, we were talking about dealing with those things that are logically in your wheelhouse, in your world. But today, unlike 50 years ago, unlike even 30 years ago, maybe even 20 years ago, today we're being impacted by things that are coming at us from corners that we didn't even know had anything to do with us before.
That's right. And so what we have to be able to do is open up our minds, and we have to say, these things are happening. Let's accept it. It's true. Now, what are the new needs? What's happening out there? How can we be of better service? And so that gets into the whole idea of looking at challenging the status quo, the conventional wisdom, and redefining what can be done. And along the way, you need to make some defining decisions. And, for example, being a contrarian, one of the things we found on one of our interviews on Growth Igniters Radio was that even the most ordinary businesses can be exceptional and provide new value. We were speaking with Brian Scudamore of O2E Brands, which stands for Ordinary to Exceptional. So his whole company, and it's a franchising company, some people listening may have heard of 1-800-GOT-JUNK, because that's been very popular. But he has other brands as well, Wow One Day Painting and You Move Me and Shack Shine. And all of these companies and his foundation is, people were telling him, no, you can't take an ordinary business like junk and turn it into something exceptional. And he proved them wrong. He held on to his vision.
Well,
he said, yes, we can.
I've done things that people, I'm not sure that they didn't think that it could be done, or they didn't think I could do it. Maybe that's what it was. But they asked about it, and they said, how did that work? And I said, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to. And I
that's
bet your
right.
friend, the guy you were just mentioning, I bet he would say that.
He would say that. He said that actually he saw, you know, what was possible. And so it goes to, you have to listen to your advisors. You know, you can't shut people out when they tell you about wisdom. And you can't just close your mind to what's happening. But that doesn't mean that you have to go down that path. And so part of the art is being true to yourself and saying, how much am I willing to take a risk to live into that dream?
Well, how many companies, Pam, do you know personally? You've worked with some of them, probably.
Yes.
That where today they're not doing anything remotely looking like what they did 15 years ago.
They're not
even in the same industry.
That's right, because if they are looking at themselves and saying, we're on a journey, we're not just about this thing, we're keeping in pace with what's going on out there. We're going to be serving markets and even new customers in new ways. And that's why you really have to be clear about a second thing that I talk about, which is understanding your why, you know. And I'm not the only one talking about it. Simon Sinek certainly talks about it, too. But the point is, I'm one of the original why people. You know, why is this happening? I've always asked people, even when I would hire people, I would say, why do you want this job? And if they said, I'm good in accounting or whatever it was, I said, that's not enough. Because if you are just looking at it that way, you're not going to be able to look at what's happening around you. You're not going to be able to deal with all the craziness, because every company I've ever worked with has been going crazy with growth.
And you can use that question, that word, that interrogative, you can use that all over your organization. Walk up to your loading dock and talk to your delivery manager and say, why do we deliver this direction on Tuesday?
Yes, that is absolutely right, Jim.
Well,
in fact,
because
with company.
Because that's the way the guy whose place I took, that's when he delivered it. Well, okay, but that was back before they built the new bridge. Why are we still doing that?
Exactly. I did that with one company. I went, this was years ago, and I went throughout the company, and I asked people in all kinds of positions, why do you do what you do? In fact, one of the more illuminating things was there was an admin who I asked that question to. And she said, well, at first she said, I don't know. This is my job. This is what I do. I answer the phone. Mm-hmm. I do this. I do that. And then I said, well, what is your role in the department? Well, it's to keep things going. And the more I kept asking it, why do you do this? Why do you do this? Why do you do this? And the higher question is, why does your department even exist in the company?
Right.
And when people really tap into why they're there and what the big reasons are, it energizes people.
So now you're talking about being a visionary, but also helping other people to be visionaries in your organization, aren't you?
That's right. You have to help people connect the dots.
Because they've got to help you. Things are moving too fast.
That's right.
You can't count. And I'll tell you something else. You may have the top-level vision as the owner of the company or the leader of the company, but you don't have all the details you need to make the right decisions.
Not at all.
Your people need to have those. And your customers. Quick break. Let's talk about this some more with our good friend Pam Harper. Tim Tim, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.